Mr. President, the amendment that's been offered today, known as Senate Bill 76, in the form of an amendment to this piece of legislation, I think, quoting the words of my colleague from Luzerne County, is imperfect. And in my view, this is something that does not warrant at this time an affirmative vote. As such, I am asking my colleagues and all of my colleagues in this chamber for a negative vote. I'd really like to touch upon some of the comments made by our colleagues from Cumberland and Bucks County, specifically the issues that were raised with regard to, for example, the fact that the property taxes will not be eliminated here in Pennsylvania, and that we have in excess of $25 billion of property taxes that will continue to be exposed, and that the residents of this Commonwealth throughout our 412 school districts, as were mentioned earlier by, I believe, the gentleman from York County, the gentlelady from Cumberland County, that have 412 school districts that have current debt that must be paid down. So to suggest that property taxes going away, I think, is not appropriate. The fact of the matter is 412 school districts will continue to receive property tax bills. And depending upon the level and the amount of the debt for that particular school district will determine what your property taxes will be, even if Senate Bill 76 in this form would make its way to the governor's desk and passed. Second point I wanted to raise, I think, was also raised by the gentlelady and the gentleman I referenced earlier, relates specifically to the shifting. The shifting of in excess of three, some say closer to $4 billion in commercial property taxes that are currently paid by our business entities across this Commonwealth. We would be relieving them of that burden, as was illustrated by the gentleman from Bucks County, from that obligation. And there are a number of businesses across this Commonwealth who today pay a property tax. I have the privilege of representing a large part of the city of Pittsburgh, and as I look downtown, I see these tremendous commercial buildings, 50 and 60 stories high, who would be relieved of their property taxes, and that amount of property taxes that they may not be paying will be thrust upon the people of the Commonwealth. All over the Commonwealth, people are paying more, and a 62% increase in PIT and 1% increase in the sales tax, as well as extensive broadening of the sales tax exemption itself. I agree with a gentleman from Bucks and a gentlelady from Cumberland when they spoke and said that it's not fair that across the board, these entities would be relieved of their obligation to pay any property taxes into our school districts. I think that burden should continue there, and that we have to have a conversation about how we address that. Two other points, and I will end my remarks. With respect to the current legislation, it seems to be overly burdened with legislation that deals with a lot of exemptions that relate to business to business. And I can appreciate the business to business nature of wanting to help protect them. But at the end of the day, what we're saying is that business to business activity that will be subject to the sales tax for every one of these taxpayers we're worried about would not be paid by that business. So they're getting another exemption. In fact, they're going to get 13 exemptions from the ability to have to pay the sales tax on the relationship what they have with their entities. I believe that that's inappropriate and it goes too far. And the final piece, Mr. President, I know a lot of us have talked to a lot of our families, middle-class families in Pennsylvania, who pay their federal taxes and pay their state taxes and are very disturbed by some of that. But this amendment would provide for an elimination of a pretty extensive and pretty important federal tax deduction when folks who itemize in their taxes. It eliminates the federal tax deduction, as I understand it, which is a significant deduction, particularly for middle-income families who do itemize when they purchase their home. For a variety of these reasons, I asked my colleagues for a negative vote, but I would be remiss if I didn't say we understand, at least I understand, the frustration that homeowners experience every day with respect to paying their property taxes. And we are mindful of that. We have to find a way to find another solution to be able to do that. This may not, in my view, this is not the solution to try to address that. And as was stated earlier, we need to take a look at some other alternatives that have been out there that address these type of issues that relate to not making sure that we have to deal with the debt. And let's making sure that the business community across Pennsylvania does not get a $3 billion tax deduction on the backs of every single working man and woman in this Commonwealth. That's what we need to be able to do. I'm asking for a negative vote. Thank you, Mr. President.